Welcome to Pathfinder Academy. Class is now in session. There are your professors, Caleb and Christian.
Good morning, class. You may be seated. Today's lesson is on the Barbarian. This is part of our class overview series covering all the classes available to players, and right now we're on the core classes. For some, there is Oni rage in the ways of their people, in the fury of their passion, in the howl of battle. Conflict is all these brutal souls know. Savages, hired muscle, masters of vicious martial techniques, they are not soldiers or professional warriors. They are battle-possessed creatures of slaughter and spirits of war. Known as barbarians, these warmongers know little of training, preparation, or the rules of warfare. For them, only the moment exists, with the foe that stands before them and the knowledge that the next moment might hold their death. The Barbarian is the premier martial fighter, the very first class on our list of the core classes.
What do you mean by premier?
It's the first one.
Okay, because it sounded like you're kind of saying the best, and I'd already have to fight you. It would fly me into a rage, I'd get bonuses, and I'd come after you.
So the Barbarian is all about this concept of rage. They're not really trained in combat per se, they were bred on the battlefield, and it's more of an instinctual thing for them to fight. They're more raw, they're more savage than what we would expect a normal fighter to be. So what does a barbarian do? What are their class abilities? So we'll start with the basics. There is an alignment restriction to be a barbarian. You cannot be any lawful alignment in order to be someone who possesses this rage.
Oh, great. I'm so happy that the first class in the book has an alignment restriction. Everyone's favorite thing.
This is one of the ones that are more naturally ignored because the barbarian's ability isn't like a magical ability or ability granted by a deity, so it's kind of strange to say that just the concept of being angry in battle is a non-lawful action, but if you're playing by the core rules, it is there.
They have a d12 hit die, which is the highest hit points you can have.
As we know, hit die is typically tied to your base attack bonus progression. Most full base attack bonus progression classes have a d10. The barbarian gets a little jump in that, and we'll see why in a little bit. They get 4 skill points per level plus their intelligence modifier.
They have full BAB progression.
They have a good fortitude saving throw, but a bad reflex and a bad will saving throw. The barbarian does not possess any spellcasting capabilities, but some of its class abilities do have scaling based on their strength score and their constitution score. So those are typically going to be the two most important stats for a barbarian.
They're proficient with all simple and martial weapons, light armor, medium armor, and shields, except tower shields. No heavy armor, huh?
Right, and we'll even see they have some class abilities that restrict them from wearing armor, even if they got proficiency in it.
Interesting.
Barbarian has a medium-sized list of class skills. They include acrobatics, climb, craft, handle animal, intimidate, knowledge nature, perception, ride, survival, and swim.
Let's see what we get at level 1. We get rage. As a free action, you get a +4 to your strength and con, a +2 to will saves, and a -2 to your AC. You can't use some dex, charisma, or int skills while you're raging, and after your rage ends, you're fatigued for twice the amount of rounds you spent in rage. +4 to strength and con. Con doesn't really give you much except your hit points, but strength, that's going to affect a number of things.
Yes, so a +4 to the score translates to a +2 in the modifier. So anything that relies on strength, namely your attack and damage rolls, are going to be increased by 2 while you're raging. Constitution is going to give you a little bit more hit points and a little bit better fortitude saving throw while you're raging. Now this is the core mechanic of the barbarian. This is incredibly powerful for melee combat, especially if you're using a two-handed melee weapon. When you use a two-handed weapon, you add 1.5 times your strength modifier to damage. So this is effectively a +3 to your damage rolls if you're using a two-handed weapon. It comes with some drawbacks in that you can't, say, try to use the diplomacy skill while you're raging. You can't make knowledge checks while you're raging. You have a slight penalty to your AC. But there's actually a very big drawback built into the way that constitution works. And this falls back into that flavor text at the very end where they say, the barbarian has knowledge that their next moment might hold their death. When you increase your constitution score, you're increasing like your health total. When you end raging, which you stop raging when you become unconscious, you lose all those bonus hit points immediately, which means that if you become rendered unconscious while you're raging, you are very, very likely to die.
How exactly does that math work? When you lose your con modifier, do you lose like a same percent of your hit points, or how does that work?
So we're getting 4 constitution, which means we're getting a +2 to our con. Mm-hmm. +2 to our con confers us essentially 2 additional hit points per level we have. So if we're level 4 barbarian, when we're raging, we're effectively getting +8 hit points.
So when I stop raging, I take off 8 hit points, or I add that like onto my damage. So I'm at -1, all of a sudden at -9.
Correct.
That's kind of weird. You think it would take it off your max, but then not give you extra damage. I don't like that. That's weird.
It is weird. It's one of the major drawbacks, but the rest of it is a huge boon. Like, I don't want to dismiss +4 to strength and a +2 to will saves. Martial classes tend to have problems with will saving throws, and this is a way to protect yourself against that danger. Hopefully you kill the enemy before they kill you.
I just find that a little weird. Let's just do level 10 because that's a straight up number. It's 20.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at -1. Okay, I'm not raging anymore. I lose 20 off my max health, but then also losing 20 off of my current health. That feels so weird. You think it would just come off your max? Why does it come off of your regular health as well? That's really weird. It's like losing 2 con normally doesn't give you 20 damage, does it?
Yes.
Weird. I don't like this.
If you take con damage.
You know, we need a second edition because this is weird.
It makes barbarian and raging very lethal at high levels, but this is one of the reasons why you get the bigger hit dice. With your penalty to AC while raging, and your want to focus on strength and con, you don't have to really spend resources trying to increase your AC. You can just assume you're going to get hit, pump up your constitution so you have a ton of hit points. The hit points are supposed to mitigate, in a sense, the damage you're supposed to be taking. Where a fighter's going to be wearing heavy armor so they don't get hit in the first place, the barbarian has a really big pool of hit points, so hopefully they never go down.
Okay.
You get 4 plus your constitution modifier rounds of raging per day, and that increases by 2 every level thereafter.
Let me guess, there's a feat or something that gives you even more?
Yes, we have a few feats that increase the number of rage rounds we get per day.
All I need, I'm gonna get all the feats I need to do. I'm gonna pump my cup high enough so I can be raging 24/7 on the reg. Always angry, always upset.
Can't use disabled device ever. Can never talk to people. I can only ever rage.
I don't see a downside. So I would need 14,400 rounds of rage. My con modifier would be so high, I wouldn't worry about getting knocked out anymore.
So as we said, you do become fatigued at the end of a rage. You can end your rage as a free action. Being fatigued means you're taking a penalty to your strength and dexterity, and you can't run. You also cannot enter a rage while fatigued. So you do want to be careful in balancing that out. This does make effects that remove fatigued or allow you to ignore the fatigue condition very powerful with this class.
I think it's cool. I always like the managing resources aspect of playing this game. I should say certain. I don't like keeping track of every copper piece. How many arrows do you have again? But it's fun to sort of use these bigger resources, like the rounds of your abilities. Speaking of ability, our next ability we get at level 1 is fast movement. You increase your speed by 10 feet as long as you aren't wearing heavy armor. They really don't want you to wear heavy armor.
10-foot move speed buff is pretty good for a martial character. They're a little bit better at getting into flanking positions. They can charge that much farther. This goes perfectly in line with what the barbarian wants to be doing. Even if they had heavy armor, their AC probably still wouldn't be great.
So at level 1, I do sort of feel like a barbarian. There's certain classes that you don't get to feel quite like your class at level 1. I'm already starting to get the idea.
You're going to have the most hit points by far because you get the 12 hit points automatically at level 1.
Christian, you greatly underestimate my ability to roll a 1, no matter how large the hit dice is.
Ah, but see, you don't roll the dice at level 1, making them the best level 1 class.
Oh, no, you've defeated me.
So that's all we get at level 1. On to level 2, we get one of the other iconic abilities of the barbarian, Rage Powers. Rage powers are a list of abilities, both active and passive, that can only be used or you can only get the benefits from while you are raging. Some abilities can only be used once per rage. Some abilities can only be used once per day. Some of them have a limited number of uses based on your rounds of rage. Overall, rage powers are actually unimpressive, except for some major outliers that make the class and are very powerful options.
You get a new rage power every other level, and there's even an extra rage power feat.
So let's give an example of some rage powers while we're talking about it. One I want to bring up is called No Escape. The barbarian can move up to double their normal speed as an immediate action, but you can only use this ability when an adjacent foe uses a withdraw action to run away from them. very powerful. Withdrawing is overall a safe option to get away from someone who's threatening you. No escape, barbarians are going to chase you down anyway, and with their fast movement speed, they're going to have enough speed to keep up with you.
Christian, I looked up my list. I have, and this is having access to all the hardcover books and some of the other soft covers, 200 rage powers. My goodness. I wonder how many are core. There's a bunch of them that will give you feats. For example, Furious Draw just gives you Quick Draw.
One of the less exciting ones, but a good example of the Barbarian Rage powers, is Surprise Accuracy. The Barbarian gains a +1 morale bonus on one attack roll. This increases by 1 for every 4 levels. This can be used as a swift action before the roll is made. This can only be used once per rage. So not super exciting. It's only a +1 to your attack roll and can only be used once per rage.
There's a whole array of totems. Beast totem, chaos totem, fiend totem, hive totem. What are these all about?
Totems are just typically a chain of feats. I think you can only have one type of totem at a time, and it's kind of like a shaman, spiritual, this is your totem animal kind of thing. One example is beast totems. The beast totems tend to give you natural attacks. They can give you claw attacks. They can give you gore attacks, making a natural attack barbarian particularly nasty.
I see. So most of these have a lesser, a normal, and a greater version. Dragon totems. I can get wings? What, Christian? While raging and wearing a medium or lighter armor, the barbarian can spend a standard action to manifest a pair of spiritual dragon wings, a granter of fly speed. Christian, dragon totem wings!
The totems are some of the more powerful ones. Since they're chains and they go into pretty high levels, they capstones, in a sense, can be quite powerful.
Yeah. For example, this one, I need both the other dragon totems, and this costs 2 uses of rage power to activate per round. Interesting.
One of the iconic ones is called Body Bludgeon. I'm not going to go in depth into the rules, but basically it allows you to pick up one person and hit another person with them, dealing damage to them both.
I want to talk to you about Groundbreaker. Groundbreaker, you spend a 4-round action, you slam on the floor, and all your squares adjacent to you become difficult terrain. I made a barbarian based off of a Big Daddy from Bioshock, and that's absolutely one of the things it does. It smashes the ground, slows people around it down. You can take this feat over and over and over again, each time increasing the radius by 5 feet. I took it like 4 times, and a radius 20 feet around me becomes difficult terrain, and if people don't make a save, they get knocked prone.
And you do get extra rage power as a feat, so if you really like effects like that, you can always dump your feats to get more rage powers. One of the most powerful mechanically rage powers here, you're going to see it on every build form basically you will find about the barbarian, is called Superstitious. This one's a big win for me in both mechanical strength and flavor. The barbarian gains a +2 morale bonus on saving throws made to resist spells, supernatural abilities, and spell-like abilities. This increases by 1 for every 4 levels you get. While raging, the barbarian cannot be a willing target of any spell and must make saving throws to resist all spells, even those cast by allies. So an insanely powerful effect, a very big bonus to saving throws against all spells, but you can't be the target of ally spells. I think this is really powerful, and it kind of puts a direction for your character and how you want to roleplay them. You're going to give them some kind of reason as to why they don't trust magic. A character I made once was a disbanded knight who wanted to keep this illusion of having a code of honor, and he thought that magic was cheating. He didn't want to defeat anybody if he needed magic to do it.
But most people aren't going to be picking that one based off of any sort of cool flavor. It's sort of a need to pick, right? It's just plainly one of the most powerful ones.
I think it could be both.
I'm sure it can be, but I'm saying it's hard to find a player who's playing a barbarian with that one. It's just so powerful. It's like saying, oh yeah, my fighter doesn't use weapons.
It can shoehorn out other options. It is rather insanely powerful. If you have a power gamer in your group, they're probably going to pick it every time.
There's Come and Get Me. You need to be a level 12 barbarian while raging as a free action. You can leave yourself open to attack while preparing devastating counterattacks. Enemies get a +4 bonus on attack and damage rolls against you. Okay, it's better we end up being pretty good for me. And every attack against the barbarian provokes an attack of opportunity from her. What? Which is resolved prior to resolving each enemy attack.
Yeah, this one's absolutely insane. You're probably getting hit anyway. You have a huge health pool. You're using that to advantage by getting more attacks when it's not your turn.
I like that one.
Only problem with it is that it just says attack and damage rolls. I wish it said enemies got a +4 bonus on melee attack and damage rolls against the barbarian, because now the person with the bow can just sit in the back and plink you for free.
Oh yeah, unless you have a throwing weapon, you're not doing much.
Are you, like, in large person, have a reach weapon, would be very powerful with that rage power. One of the cooler rage powers that I wish there was more effects like this is called Spell Sunder. Basically, the idea is that the barbarian can make a sunderer check against an ongoing spell on a person to try to end it. They can actually just smash the spell and smash it off of them. When marshals have the capability to interact in weird ways with magic, I love it, and I think this is very thematic. So those are the ones we wanted to mention. They're typically the cooler ones. Like I said, most of the time, rage powers aren't super great. Typically, you want to keep your feats for your feats, but these are the couple that are very powerful.
I mean, there's 200 of them. You're going to find some ones you like that you find interesting are going to fit into an interesting build, a flavorful build.
To note, these once-a-day rage powers are what make builds that refer to rage cycling possible. Rage cycling is entering rage, leaving rage, and entering rage again by somehow making yourself immune to fatigue so you can use your once-a-rage powers over and over again in a single combat.
At level 2, you're also getting uncanny dodge. You can't be caught flat-footed. You don't have a great initiative anyway, so you're usually going to be going last anyway.
This is of the rogue ability of the same name. Not as powerful when your AC isn't really based on your dex score, but it's nice since you're likely not going to have a lot of dex anyway.
Oh hey, didn't see you there. My friend Christian and I were just trying to find some eggs at this Easter egg hunt.
Hey Caleb, do you think these guys would be interested in joining us?
You know, I bet they would. I mean, if they listen to Pathfinder Academy, they gotta be cool, right? If role-playing games are your thing, why don't you guys check out our other podcast, Trailblazers?
Trailblazers is an actual play podcast where you can see many of the concepts addressed in this show come to life. Season 2 of Trailblazers has been great so far, and I especially like that you can get into it without any prior knowledge of Season 1.
It's definitely a fun adventure, especially if you like mysteries and a dash of cyberpunk with your fantasy. If high fantasy is more your style, then consider giving Season 1 a listen.
You can find Trailblazers on iTunes. We've got a bunch of other ways to listen as well, so go to our site tblazer.net for a complete list of the ways that you can listen.
So go ahead, eat some chocolate bunnies, exchange baskets of candy, grab some dice, and join us. Man, Christian, I can't wait to hatch one of these suckers and get my very own dragon.
Caleb, you know these are plastic, right? They're just filled with chocolate.
Wait, what? Well, I gotta say, with those just two levels, I feel like I really have a barbarian. It's something that makes a lot of thematic sense. And long as those two things just kept getting more and more expanded on, I wouldn't even need anything else. I'm not saying I don't want anything else. I'm trying to make a point of how cool rage and rage powers are.
Let's see what we get at level 3. The next ability is called Trap Sense, another ability that the rogue gets. This is a scaling bonus on reflex saves and your AC against traps that you trigger, starting at a +1 and then scaling up every few levels. I don't understand why this ability is here. It's really, really bad on a barbarian. I consider this basically a non-class ability. Barbarians already have a bad reflex save and bad AC, and this minuscule bonus is not going to help.
I think you can mitigate the AC. I don't want to keep bringing that up as something that's terrible for the barbarian. And if I'm running in the front line of battle, having a bonus versus traps, which I'm probably going to be the first one to run into, is favorable.
I find this hilarious for the concept of if you don't have a rogue, you can just send the barbarian first and use his high health pool as trap meat fodder.
Yeah, it happens until you find an acid pit with slicked walls and just a gelatinous cube in there just for fun.
But I just don't get this because when I think of the description that they put forward, this person who lives in the spirit of battle and is forged by war and only wants to fight and has so much anger, what is this ability doing here?
He's running ahead. He can just shrug off traps and avoid them.
Maybe. I would have preferred something else.
He's heightened. He's heightened with adrenaline, and out comes a swinging axe. He sees it before anyone else does, and he can slow motion dodge it.
Okay, fine. You can kind of work the flavor around it a little bit.
Okay. Level 4, nothing new. Level 5, we get improved Uncanny Dodge, which means you can no longer be flanked. Very useful for the Barbarian, who's probably in the middle of melee all the time.
Interestingly enough, the Barbarian gets this 3 levels before the Rogue does, and I think it's much more useful for the Barbarian. They're typically not going to be tumbling around to get in position and be careful. They're just going into the thick of things. So, very useful ability for this type of character. Level 6, we're getting another Rage power, but nothing else. Level 7 is our next new class ability, and that's Damage Reduction. Barbarian gains DR1, Overcome by Nothing. At 10th level and every 3 levels thereafter, this increases by 1 point. So this is going in with what I was saying with the Barbarian. Typically, they're not going to have a lot of AC. They're going to have this high health pool, but since they're getting hit anyway, now they have a small amount of DR to help mitigate the damage that they are taking.
There's a Rage power called Increased Damage Reduction, which will increase your DR by 1. This is actually increasing it. This isn't the stacking, DR, different sources of DR don't stack. This is going to help you out. And you can select this 3 times to be level 8 before you can select it. But this means that level 8, I can have DR2. Level 9, I can have DR3. Level 10, I can boost it up to 5. I know 5 DR level 10 sounds pretty cool.
It is. So it starts kind of low. It starts at just 1 at level 7, which is nothing to cry home about. But if you take increased damage reduction every level thereafter, it quickly stacks up.
How much DR do you get from adamantine medium armor?
You get DR2 if you're wearing adamantine medium armor.
Okay, so this really isn't... This could be easily replaced out with just money until you've added enough increased damage reduction or leveled up high enough.
Yes, it also allows you to potentially take heavy armor, just make it out of mithril. This probably isn't going to be much later in the game when you can afford that, but yes, you can replicate this with money for the most part.
You know, that's a good point. That way you're not locking in your armor adamantine. I wish it was just a little bit higher, but I love it. Maybe, like, get rid of the limit on how many times you can take that extra rage power. If somebody wants to invest 9 rage powers into that, it's not imbalanced because they're not taking 9 other interesting ones. We're not getting a new feature until level 11 where we get greater rage. We get a +6 to strength and con and a +3 to will. Oh, wow. Interesting that now the con goes up so high.
You are going to need it at this level.
My goodness, a +6 to con plus a high con anyway? What are we, the kineticist over here?
You can variant multi-class barbarian into your kineticist. Interesting.
Ooh, what have we done? I'm raging and firing out fire.
So +6 to your strength means a +3 to your attack and damage rolls. And if you're using a two-handed weapon, means a +5 to your damage rolls. You're going to hurt a lot. Suffice to say. At level 14, we get our next new ability, and it's called Indomitable Will. While in a rage, a barbarian gains a +4 bonus on will saves to resist enchantment spells. This bonus stacks with all other modifiers, including the morale bonus on will saves you get for raging. So effectively, the barbarian is immune to enchantment type spells. This bonus is so high, you're going to have to roll a natural 1, especially if you took the superstition rage power. You are basically immune to magic at that point.
All right, you were like, Caleb, this one doesn't make sense. Back to the trap stuff. You're gonna have to tell me with this one. What? Why? Enchantment spells? Explain. Give me lore.
They are so angry and caught up in the tide of battle, you cannot change their mind from their focus. Whereas a fighter is going to be fighting a little bit more calm, a little bit more concentrated, his mind's going to be susceptible to these things. A barbarian is so caught up in the rage, caught up in the moment, he's got a one-track mind, and there is no switch to change that track.
All right, I guess. Level 17, our next new thing, Tireless Rage. You no longer become fatigued at the end of your rage. This is really cool. This is a great design of really improving something you have at a higher level. This is just straight up taking out a huge negative that for 16 levels you've had to factor in and balance and make sure you knew what you were doing to manage whether or not you're going to be in a battle later on. And he just straight up takes that out. That is awesome.
And now rage cycling is built into the class. You can drop in and out of rage freely as you fight and use all your once a rage ability powers multiple times.
What action is it to drop out of a rage?
Free.
And to go into a rage?
Free.
Ooh.
So, last ability they get is at level 20, and it's called Mighty Rage. This is their capstone. This is what it means to be a barbarian. This is the quintessential angry fighter man. At 20th level, when a barbarian enters rage, the morale bonus to their strength and constitution score increases to +8, and the morale bonus on their will saves increases to +4. Okay, that's it. Not as exciting as I thought it was going to be. Not to say that isn't very strong, but I was hoping for a little bit more than just the static upgrade to the ability I've had since level 1.
Tireless Rage almost feels like more of a capstone, like the way it's letting you rage cycle and essentially saying there's no longer a limit to your rage powers.
I agree. I wish it even said something simple like, you have unlimited rounds of rage per day. Would that really be broken at that point? I want to rage all day.
See, I'm glad you finally came around to my way of thinking. It's not the greatest in the world, but I certainly would be like, no, throw it away. I don't want it.
It's not that I don't want it. I just want more. I would be more accepting of this capstone if they had level 20 rage powers that kind of acted like capstones, but they don't. The last like major list of rage powers that you have to pick from were from level 12. Those are actually the strongest rage powers you can get.
That would actually be a perfect way to round out the capstone to have some level 20 rage powers. Especially because you're not very often do you level past 20. And there's not like you can take a feat because you're not getting a new feat level 20 unless you're holding feats or retraining feats. Being able to only pick one level 20 rage power, you could really open up the design space for some pretty cool rage powers. I think Alchemist even has this like with like ultimate discoveries or something, right? They get like a level 20 discovery.
Yes, wizards and alchemists have that similar concept of they get like a level 20 discovery.
Yeah, I'm with you. That would have been cool.
So that in total is the Barbarian.
Wow, really? See, now I thought I heard a lot about how complicated the Barbarian was. I'm surprised now going through this in detail. It doesn't feel so complicated to me.
Well, think about if you're a new player. You don't know the difference between temporary health and increase to your constitution score.
I kind of just learned now that it actually imparts that damage onto your HP.
And what if you take strength damage in the middle of this? You're going to have to constantly be recalculating your sheet to confer the bonuses of rage.
Anything that provides a bonus that you have to keep track of to a ability score means you're keeping track of 9 other things because those always splash out into other stats. The con is the health and the fortitude. The strength is a bunch of skills and your attack rolls and your damage rolls.
Have you ever played a Barbarian, Caleb?
Nope. I've built them and I never got the opportunity to play any.
Have you? Yeah, I've played a couple. I really like them. I think they're really fun martial classes, but I never want to take them into high levels. I find what they get at the later levels, though powerful, not really worth the level investments. I'm just getting static bonuses. Why don't I just multiclass into fighter and just get more feats? I don't really want trap sense plus 4, and like I said, I'm not getting any better rage powers after level 12.
How many levels do people normally dip who multiclass into barbarian?
It depends on the build. The number one option is a dip into Oracle. Taking 5 levels into Oracle with the lame curse makes you immune to fatigue at level 5. So you could take 5 levels in Oracle, take the remainder in Barbarian, and have rage cycling fairly early in the game. So what you have to wait until level 17 as a straight Barbarian to do, you could start doing at roughly level 7 with a simple multi-class or taking the variant multi-class option into Oracle.
Interesting. A lot of stuff now is worded differently, like the kineticist says, you cannot get rid of this non-lethal damage in any way. I bet they're kicking themselves they didn't write, you cannot get rid of this fatigue in any way.
Like, I feel like once I hit level 10 as Barbarian and I got that 5 DR, I'm probably going to drop the class unless I really want one of those powerful level 12 rage powers.
Well, I think this class is simple in many ways, and I think there's room for that to have the simplicity of, like, it's not super interesting. A lot of them are just straight up numbers, DR, a bonus to your strength, uncanny dodge, and improved uncanny dodge are pretty simple, straightforward. The trap sense is just bonuses. You know, really the only thing that is not just numbers is your rage powers, and many of them are just numbers. This is a sort of plain class in that way.
I really wish they had more abilities like Spell Sunder, where they could interact with different faucets of the game, but in a barbarian way. The barbarian's not dispelling magic, the barbarian is smashing magic. Barbarian shouldn't be triggering traps and avoiding them, the barbarian should be smashing the traps.
Are you advocating for Sunder, built-in Sunder mechanics? Because let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, Christian. I played a two-handed weapon fighter. That's the archetype I picked. I really wanted to pick Barbarian. I thought that would fit, but I'm like, you know what? I want to just do the two-handed weapon. That's more of my character. It's more based on Guts from Berserk. And Guts, even though the freaking thing is called Berserk, he is really just great with his giant hunk of iron that he calls a sword. So I'm doing two-handed fire, and a lot of the bonuses I got for that class was on Sunder, and let me tell you, I used it once, and my gym didn't even really make me roll for it. Let's be happy, Sunder rules aren't built into this class.
And there we go, Caleb. That's why the Barbarian's complicated. They make you want to Sunder things.
Are there any favorite class bonuses worth mentioning?
There's a couple races that simply give you an additional number of rage rounds per day, Dwarf and Half-Orc. And this is really useful if you are multi-classing Barbarian, since it's not going to be scaling naturally. The Elf gets a +1 move speed bonus to their land speed, which doesn't do anything until they get 5, but it means every 5 levels they're getting additional 5-foot move speed. This appeases your need to go fast, especially if you pick the rage powers that give you higher move speed.
I hate this caveat, though, that you have to wear blue armor with armor spikes and shield spikes. I guess you gotta go fast.
Human and Tengu are absolutely busted because they both have a favorite class bonus that says you add 1/3 bonus to your superstition rage power effects. So not only is your will saves scaling as you level up, not only is superstition scaling as you level up, now you're getting a scaling bonus to superstition every 3 levels. It is absolutely busted. Holy geez, what on earth were they thinking with this?
You thought my physical-based fighter was going to have a low will save? Think again, boyo.
I mean, just at level 6, you're getting a +2 to your saving throws from this favored class bonus, and you're getting a +2 to your saving throws from superstition, and then you're getting a +2 from raging. So you're just getting a flat +6 before you even put on a cloak of resistance. And lastly, there's the kobold, and they add +1/4 damage with their natural weapons. It's not good because they have a -4 to strength, but it's definitely something.
Well, it was worth mentioning, apparently. Well, let's talk final thoughts about the Barbarian. I was surprised to see how not quite complicated they are. A lot of basic, straightforward information, though there are those complications, as we explained, but a little less than I thought it was going to be. I'm actually kind of happy there's a sort of straightforward class. A lot of times I can get overwhelmed with spellcasting classes because of certain complications. I'm not very fond of playing any class that constantly changes my ability scores without a program like Hero Lab that will make those changes for me. I don't feel like going through everything that strength is going to be affected by. But with something like that, I feel like it could be a lot of fun. And having 200 rage powers to choose from, I can definitely customize a build that's interesting, even though there are some, like superstition, that are kind of gimmies and I have to take. I think it does a good job making you be the berserker. I get pissed off, I'm running in, I'm so pissed off, there's certain skills I can't even do anymore, but heck, I'm gonna take this axe and I'm gonna put it in that face over there. And when I'm done, I'm gonna try to find another one.
And certainly the Barbarian is likely the best at that compared to all the other classes. They're an absolute powerhouse, and it's a class that I really like, but I just wish they had more. You get rage, you get your rage powers, and then you get what I feel are a bunch of near useless class abilities without a real capstone. Ignoring the whole issue of rage becomes really lethal later in the game, I just find it very unsatisfying to level as a Barbarian. I'm mostly going to stay until I get the DR ability or I get greater rage, and then I'm going to switch to Fighter, or I'm going to switch to a Prestige class or something like that. In particular, the Chevalier Prestige class is amazing for Barbarian because it gives you Smite Evil without actually having to be a Paladin.
I never multi-class. Hearing all the different things people are taking prestige classes and multi-class is like, maybe I gotta start looking into stuff.
But with all those things discussed, I think it's kind of obvious why they did end up unchaining the Barbarian. They simplified the way rage works. They reworked the rage powers. They reworked a couple other class abilities. And we talk about that in our Unchained Barbarian episode.
Yeah, it's always cool doing the regular versions of things and then looking at the Unchained version and be able to compare in the Unchained episode.
So that was the Barbarian. We're going to be continuing down the core classes, and next is going to be the Bard, one of my personal favorite classes.
I'm going to let you know ahead of time, all I'm going to be looking for, Christian, is to be able to play an electric guitar. That's it. That's what I'm looking for. And it better be Nevin from Devil May Cry. I want this electric guitar to shoot out bats. I want to transform it into a scythe. I want all my bard abilities framed around this. I better be a rock star.
Caleb, it's a high fantasy game. Anything is possible. Why limit yourself? I think you're going to be happy with the bard.
Christian, if you think that rock stars limit themselves, I don't think you know what rock stars do.
Thank you all for listening. Class is dismissed.
Pathfinder Academy is part of the Trailblazer Network. For other great RPG podcasts, visit our website, tblazer.net. Want to get in touch? Email us at tblazernetwork@gmail.com or follow us on Twitter at TBlazer Network. This is Johan Martens. Thanks for listening.
I can't. I have to go make love to my wife tonight.
Oh, well, next time I'll,
You know, I don't even know if I love her anymore. I don't really know her. Like, what am I gonna do?
Someone should tell Jacob that people change, and it takes effort to stay connected with someone. But in the meantime, the fellows at Tales from the Lich always stay connected through gaming and friendship. When you can't play, listen. TalesFromTheLich.com.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day.